display of grace before men and holy angels. There is no reluctance in the saving work of God. You may not be able to forget the years of wandering and the years of sinning, but God has. Your emotions may make you feel guilty, but God declares that you are not. God is in the business, Romans 4 says, of justifying the ungodly. What a great statement. Legalists think he justifies the godly. The Bible says he justifies the ungodly. You can't see Calvary's cross. We have an emblem of it behind us. We have the Lord's table all the time, communion, representing the body and blood of the Lord. Why? To bring the cross before you, to bring the cross before you. Not to make a fetish out of the cross, not to make a mindless, repetitious ceremony out of the cross, but so that we can be reminded of what the cross was. It was the display of the wrath of God on the perfect substitute, so that we remember that all our sins are covered, paid for. The moment a repentant sinner puts his trust in Christ, he is viewed by God as sheltered behind the blood-sprinkled cross. Just as Israel of old was sheltered behind the blood sprinkled on the door and the lintel. Assurance then, folks, not an emotional experience. It's a rational reality. Why do I feel sure of my salvation? Because I understand the work of God in Christ. It's not a matter of holding on to my assurance emotionally. I hold on to it doctrinally. It's facts revealed in Scripture, historical realities in the Bible. It's not a feeling. That is why there is such strength in that great 8th chapter of Romans. Listen to how Paul says this, Romans 8:38. For I am convinced, strong language, I am assured, I am persuaded that neither death nor life nor angels nor principalities nor things present nor things to come nor powers nor height nor depth nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And how was he persuaded? Was he persuaded by some feeling? Was he persuaded by the recollection of some emotional experience of the past? No, he was persuaded by the facts of the gospel. That the love of Christ for his own was an eternal love. That sin was no longer an issue because it was completely